Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Listen, we don't need to go through the white crooners of the 80s or anything like that.
Well, you confused adult with Stevie
adult contempo here. And you're still moving to this. What is wrong with you?
This is a jam.
This is great, isn't it?
Sometimes when you got rhythm, you got to let it out.
It's about as much as I can do, though.
Oh, why? Because was your back jacked up? Today?
His back, his knee, his ankle.
Today, no. Knee feels good. Check. This guy's Ezel from Friday. My neck! My back!
Ankle.
My neck and my back.
Did a little OD on some Aleve before he got here.
How do you OD on Aleve?
Take more than they say you're allowed to on the back of the bottle.
Oh, so like if a doctor told you to do something and you didn't listen, it's kind of the same thing what they're telling
compensation
you.
Compensation is what it is.
What?
The compensation. So the doctor tells me this. Yeah. I see you use a scooter for 2 weeks and raise you a handful of Advil.
If I did what the doctors told me to do while I was playing, I never would have made it through the NFL. I'm just, that's the God's honest
truth. Your body's broken down, so you probably should stop listening.
Well, no, but
your
now.
Your job's not on the line.
But it is funny, but it, on a serious note, if I will.
You know what?
Please.
Go ahead, because I'm.
There is part of that where I look at myself and I go, you know what? It's time to change. I'm not in the NFL anymore. I don't have to play on Sunday. There is no recovery. Why don't you just do what the doctor tells you to? Just listen to him.
Where did this epiphany come from?
Just now. Literally just now.
The bullying worked.
Thank you, Steve Winwood.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve Winwood.
That's what it was.
He's my spiritual animal.
Well, Bruce Hornsby in the range didn't do it for you, but Steve Winwood.
Where were you when you realized you had to change your ways? It was like 12:02 on a Wednesday.
Oh, can I hear Tears for Fears next? They're awesome. And just Fourier wants to rule the world, so why not?
And just for the record, they're not Ryan. Corrected me on this when we were talking about. I called them day laborers, but they're street performers. That's what I was trying.
Oh,
so Wiggy and I will be
you meant
street
like the
performers
outside of like Home Depot. Looking
that's those are the
laborers
that I remember.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, that's where I went.
I didn't realize
Ryan
that's,
corrected me.
That's where you were going.
Street performers.
I thought you were referencing something completely else that I was just going
to
let go.
That's why Ryan, when he told me I went to go grab my food real quick, he's like, "Dude, you're talking about street performers, you idiot."
Oh man,
that's what I meant. Thank you. That's what I meant. Wiggy and I are going to be street performers. All right, let's go.
When is this really going to happen?
It'll probably happen never.
Never.
Unless Wiggy, if somebody puts some real money on it.
So it's
Wiggy is boasting like he's got
it. So this is beyond pride. This is going to be financial.
Yeah.
So it's not like an ego boosting thing or an ego deflating thing.
Well, you know,
want money involved.
No, I don't need money, to be honest with you. Just the fact that I know I won't.
Oh,
no, I don't need bragging rights. Bragging rights. I need to kind of
buy $600 Jordans and never wear them.
Yeah.
My stem on my wall
the other day. Fancy outfit.
I'm giving those to my son for his graduation present.
I stand on my
wall. You tried to re-gift those 7 times.
No, he's the only person I know who has size 13 who I'm willing to give a pair of $500 shoes to. Like, I'm not just giving away to anybody.
I think it might be a little cleaning your conscience and making sure that you gift these because it's got to mean something to really, in the end, cover your mistake.
I
Once
bought these
time,
for
he was
you.
Gonna sell them.
I tried to sell them. I couldn't get the value.
This is
for
CYA,
them.
And I love the Billy. The If I stand on my wallet, I stare Shaq right in the eye.
Please. I'm the only person here with an ex-wife, like a real ex-wife.
Not what are you talking about? Ex-wife. I do too.
So you have a fake Gresh's divorce.
Yeah.
Yes. Fake ex-wife.
Yeah, oh, look at me.
Those arguments and headaches, those weren't real.
Look at me. Oh, like, I left and we didn't have any kids. Later, I'll see you when? Never?
Well, it's when I got rid of the house, is really when
That was the only thing that tied you guys together.
Yep. And then there was the line, will I ever see you again?
Yeah.
Nope. And I got in a car and
drove off. That is, if I'm jealous of anything, boy,
I
did
that. That's what it is.
It's just like, I didn't have the ability to do
that. Right.
I'll see you. I probably went pick up tomorrow.
Well,
and around the end after school.
Carnal control goes a long way.
Yeah. Choices.
Yeah.
Make good choices.
There you go. You damn right.
I made a good choice on this one.
You did. And our draft coverage, because Fourier and I, in 15 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, and 20 seconds, will be in Detroit for the NFL draft. Our draft coverage on EEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, Greater Boston and Cape Cod's choice for home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC product and services at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts, and by McCormick Spices. So, we all saw, I do believe, and I will assume for the audience, that most people over the past couple of days along the way on the interwebs saw a photo of Bill Belichick dressed head to toe in Washington Huskies gear when he was out visiting his son, and we touched on this for last week.
He's still there, by the way. He's been there for, I believe, 6 days.
Oh,
he's
really?
He's like running meetings and stuff.
Who, Bill?
Yeah.
He's running meetings at the University of Washington.
No.
What?
He's in Nebraska.
No, he's not. He's in Washington.
He went back?
Yes.
To Washington?
No, he went Nebraska first and then Washington.
Oh, so Nebraska released. Oh, so this is Matt
Rhule. So this was on the way out.
Okay.
That's why I paused, because I'm like, wait a minute. He was in Washington, flew to Nebraska, and then went back?
So he was at Nebraska first.
That's what I thought, too. And then I asked a friend of mine what's going on. He said, no, this is what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, so this is old, because Matt Rhule just had a press conference, obviously.
Well, that's the thing. It's not old. I do believe it might have been connected to their first day of spring ball or something with spring ball,
okay.
Considering it's starting up now. And we had actually, in January or February, I think Nebraska announced that, you know, to the Touchdown Club of Omaha or whatever the hell it is, they were going to have Bill out there to be able to speak, right? And it was like a four and a half hour visit, I guess, from Bill. So whatever people are paying him, Christian, they're getting their money's worth, because – I mean, to spend that amount of time, like, I know Bill loves football, but good grief, he is on the clock. And apparently, after Bill Belichick came in, it gave Matt Rhule, who is a failed NFL coach but a highly successful college coach, almost like a different view on life, maybe as a football coach. Here is what the Nebraska head man said after Bill Belichick hung around for a day.
He is so smart, has seen so much, that he can make the complex so simple that it humbles you and embarrasses you. I was embarrassed yesterday listening to him, how smart he is, how simple it was. He went 4.5 hours with the coaching. Forget the clinic. Like, he came in and met with our coaching staff. And 3.5 hours in, I was like, Coach, would you like a water, a coffee? Would you like to use the restroom? Because I desperately had to use the restroom, you know? And he's like, I'm fine, Matt. I was like, yes, sir. And just sitting there and just talking, right? And just his recall from things 15 years ago. The only reason why we don't get through more information is because he's having to slow down to make sure you understand what he's saying. I mean, so you have this man who's a savant, right? Who's been a defensive coordinator. He's been a special teams coordinator. He's coached, you know, he could be an offensive coordinator. He's been a head coach twice. He's been a GM person. I mean, he's talking about football in a way that just, like, I mean, illuminates things and makes things so simple that you're like, oh, my goodness.
Is this, because again, to some fans, let me just get it out now.
Go ahead.
I'm sure there'll be some in the Twitch chat or some texters. How can you be bowled over by Belichick? He's a troglodyte. He's an old. He's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. Da-da-da. So all those people can get their tweets and text out at Gresh4AWEEI. Go ahead with the Bill stuff that, you know, Matt Rhule proving why he's an idiot in the NFL because he's listening to Bill or whatever. Okay, now we got that out of the way. Fourier, you have said that when people are around Belichick, You get mesmerized and sucked in by this guy. And it sounds like Matt Rhule got like a real heavy dose of that. Is it fair for me to say you are not surprised at the response from Matt Rhule, even though others might be?
He was very generous with his praise.
Rhule was.
And
yeah, the OC thing might have gone a little far.
No,
but, okay.
I think the only way you can appreciate Bill is if you've been in the league or around football long enough to know what, you know, a high standard is. Like, if you're some young kid, you just come into the league, and let's say Dennis Erickson is your head coach, okay? Let's just say Dennis Erickson is your head coach.
Who's got the Tito's?
You would sit there and go, wow, this is pretty good. And then you go, and then you get, Bill, and you're like, holy crap, that other coach didn't know a damn thing. It just made me, I'm sitting there looking at this, and I'm going, how does that guy not get a head coaching job? When Arthur Blank sits down with Bill Belichick, how is he not left with the same kind of feeling? Unless he's just overly intimidated by his greatness. And I'm not just saying that just to kind of prop him up. Maybe there is something, the fact that people and other coaches are so intimidated because of his ability to make them look stupid, because he knows so much that they just don't want anything to do with it. Because they can't control him. They don't know him more than him. They don't have as much experience.
It's fear.
They're fearful of his intelligence. And I get it. You do feel like an idiot. Like, I think about all these other scouts and all these other, you know, draft community and how they look at players. And they don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Like, nothing. And I just wonder how many of them regret it. How long will it take? How far into the season? This season will we get into? Will we have a report or a sources say, somebody close to, how they regret not hiring Bill? How many? Really, it's really only one, because Arthur Blank was the only one that even interviewed him.
Yeah, and I think that Blank will never say that. However, where other coaches really should have been praying for Bill to get a head coaching job, because now Bill Belichick ends up being the sword of Damocles, let's say, hanging over the head of multiple head coaches in multiple places. And if you were an existing head coach in the NFL, I think there is the, oh man, I hope that guy gets the job. Because we're talking about now bringing in someone who, if we're being real about it, could replace any head coach in the NFL. And in most markets, there would not be massive blowback.
And the other thing, Gresh, is like, he's obviously not, you know, an old guy.
He hasn't lost it to where he can't stand.
No.
I mean, you hate to see what's happened to like Lou Holtz in the later years, but it's like, okay, we don't put him in front of a mic
anymore. He's still got it upstairs. He's still, you know, willing. He's still passionate about it. This is, I've said it before. Like, this is all he knows. This is all he wants to do. Doing the football circuit is so much better, in my opinion, than him doing some stupid game or being on ESPN Sunday Countdown. It has nothing to do with that circus.
Hey, here's what's interesting. John in the car in the Twitch chat says, people who don't have the experience don't value the same things as someone with the experience of Bill. Could that turn an owner off?
Yeah.
Even Robert Kraft has now turned into the, well, you know, we got to pat him on the bum. We got to hug him. We got to build the Chuck E. Cheese for the family so they got somewhere to sit during the game and da-da-da and all that stuff. And that's a guy who not only lived with Bill, but also has lived through what I would dare say is like three generations of NFL players. You got the 90s, the aughts, and then the 2010s. So it's not like Kraft hasn't either seen an evolution or whatever, and even he is going down the road of, I'll use Elliot Wolf's own line against him, less hard-ass edge. Whereas maybe there are some people who are uncomfortable with having someone who is a Bill-type hard-ass, and to your point, Christian, he could pants you football-wise at any time. Anytime.
The only reason why he doesn't, he probably likes you. He probably respects you. Right? Because I feel like he would do it all the time with people who would ask questions. You know, he just got sick of it and tired of it. But it's just amazing that a guy with that much skill and knowledge and expertise who wants to coach isn't coaching, and it's only because of one reason alone.
And that is?
It's because the mob, the perception mob, came after him. Mm. They came after him hard and fast, and, you know, we're going to make an example of you. And he's there's this whole, like, you know, narrative of,
you're what's wrong with old school football.
Yeah, look, you're so bad and antiquated and used up that we had to repaint the walls at Gillette. Because I'm sure there was lead paint in there. I'm sure there was. Your opinions are so old. You remind me of lead paint.
That mural of trophies on the wall, to hell with it. Beige. Cover it up.
It's just amazing.
You know, when Andy Hart left what was then Patriots Football Weekly, they did the same thing. So we'll bring on Hart here coming up.
He
and
can
ask
relate
him.
To this.
He can relate
Perfect.
To them.
Oh, wait, pick a hat. Pick a hat.
Oh, Clemson.
I'm going to go with Dartmouth.
So we got the Clemson versus Dartmouth visor battle, because with Fourier, everything is a competition.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go. Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Well, it's easy for this guy to be heartless, because when you don't have one, well, you have no feelings, no way to be able to cut to the core of our guy Andy Hart of WEEI.com, where Fourier and I are both losers today,
both
because
losers.
No one had Tennessee as the visor of choice. Hart,
no.
Good afternoon.
I don't think you guys know me as well as you think you do. You can't pick the visor. You act like I have no heart. I'm a very emotional fellow.
Well, the thing is also, like, we're starting to also think that you can hear us while we're making our choices, and so you're messing with it. You're cheating,
anger,
basically.
No. Anger is also an emotion as well.
Yeah. And what's with the balloons? Is somebody having a baby? Is somebody graduating?
Going
what's going on in the background? You have an announcement to make today?
Yeah, some kid's going to come out of that closet and dive into that batch of balloons. What do you get? You get Chuck
God,
E. Cheese?
I hope there's no baby reveals in my world
Oh,
anymore.
That would be unbelievable. Did you move that from the area they're building the Chuck E. Cheese for the players and their families during the game?
He's responsible. He's responsible for entertainment.
Yeah, the daycare is now in my my guest room here. That's where I take care of everybody. Now, we're between birthdays, and I think there's some hijinks going on with the kids in the home, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Oh, so you have no idea what's going on?
It's just like a prom announcement. Somebody inviting somebody to prom.
No, I don't think so.
Because I know it's a whole thing. It's a whole
ordeal
now.
Oh, that is a thing. Oh, yeah,
right?
You have to have some... Yep.
The guy, so Jackson would have to come up with some crazy, clever way of inviting some girl to prom.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's not good enough to just ask anymore. There has to be posters or people or friends with cards or pizzas involved with toppings that spell things out.
You gotta,
or like,
you gotta put her in a real uncomfortable position where she can't say no. That's the
right. So which is smart in a way.
That is smart. Yeah.
She's here against her will.
No one's standing out on the front lawn with
a radio,
a boombox. Yeah. No.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll do that. Throwback. Everything comes back around, right?
There. Yeah. Kind of. I guess it does. Nostalgia's in for certain things.
What is with you know, clothes?
Fashion. That's the way I live. Every 20 years, I'm in fashion.
I was just going to say. Because we're the group that should be talking about.
Well, Gresh, you and I, at least, I think, are very comfortable and self-aware of who we are and what we are. I think
one
of the third thinks they have a little fashion sense.
Wait. When have I ever identified as somebody who has what you would call fashion sense?
You fashion yourself, fancy yourself as like a man about town, bon vivant. Yes, you do.
Hold on.
Ever since you were on that magazine cover and had that reveal party.
What do you mean? I was in a, just my face. It was all in my face.
Hang on. No one that I have worked with here at this station or within the last, I would say, 15 years of my career had ever gone to Miami
again
with the whole pants and the Peter Pan shoes
it's Miami.
And all that stuff.
What do you want me to wear my sweats?
But no, but hey, when Hart says you're a fashion plate or whatever, you're traveling to parts of the world where you would
have to dress up. You just, 2.5 hour flight
you just
to
said,
Miami.
You just said, what am I supposed to do? Wear my sweats in Miami? You chose to go there where you're not
going
to walk around with flip-flops and sandals.
If I am going out with my wife for the three times out of the year when we get alone time, I'm going to try to, like, you know, be sexy. I call it sexy.
You had my white pants
clothes.
On.
Yeah. I have my white pants on. I have my red shoes. I have my sexy little tight little. And it's the soft shirt because I want her to be like, oh, you're so
the soft shirt.
This is so. What is this made of? Well, it's half this and it's half that.
Thanks for making our point for us.
Yeah,
thanks
seriously.
For making our point for us.
Yeah.
If you went to a place where Speedos were the thing to do, would you wear a Speedo?
I've done that too. Yeah, Italy.
Exactly. Thank you. We're done here.
We're
no
done.
Further questions.
Yeah,
move along.
We're done. Yeah, there you are. Again, why do you care about fitting in?
Was in Rome. I was like, hey, we're in Rome, right? Let's do what the Romans do. Woohoo!
See? That shows your
toga party.
Your lack
went
of-
to a toga party.
Your lack of confidence. You're not comfortable just being yourself.
That's
you have
true.
To try to be
that's
who are
what
around
that's
you.
What I've heard about me a lot.
Peer
I'm not
pressure.
Comfortable in my own skin.
Would you technically?
I give in to peer pressure.
Yeah. When does you know what? We'll move
you
on.
Know what?
Before we get yelled at.
You win
at
this, Whiteheart. Okay. Take a victory lap.
No, listen. You're the. You know. Look, you're matching today.
All black. I'm in mourning.
Exactly.
What else is more like fashionable though? Like all black, right?
No, you know
that's,
what? It's
that's a
easy.
Thing.
It's easy. Anything with black works.
I was wondering if I bet you in those balloons behind you, Hart, for those watching on Twitch.
Wish his kid was back there. Literally popped out and scared him. It'd be great.
How it's many like E.T. of the hiding between the balloons?
Oh,
just
it'd
a
be
face.
Great. How many of those colors do you think Fourier has a shirt in?
All of them.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
All of them. Absolutely.
And like, we were on Christian.
Oh, black is easy. If you really thought black was easy, you'd wear black all the time,
Two,
Johnny Cash, Man in Black, one of those things. Or Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I just have one outfit. You don't.
Having it, I have a lot of stuff that I keep that just in case. Easter, I want something. Got to wear a colorful Easter egg shirt.
May I ask
Christmas,
where you would
be
going be on Easter that you would have
church.
To,
I go to
dress
church.
Up like that?
Church.
Stop it.
Is that the one time a year?
No.
Twice?
Christmas no, you're there. Going to he's on he's going to get a text from Mama Fourier in about 30 seconds.
I heard you say you went to church.
The devil called me and said you're lying on the radio. You're going to hell.
She's got a special phone for the
devil.
Yeah,
she does.
Oh, I'm not going to answer. The devil's on line one.
The devil told me you were putting some whatnot out there on the radio waves. Christian,
you lying again?
Do I have to say your middle name? That's when you know you're in trouble. All right, Andy
that's
Hart.
Enough of this.
What do you make of? And I made the joke that when you left Patriots Football Weekly, you had such a presence down there that they fumigated the cubicle. They moved it. You know, they probably really glass encased it. They painted walls once you left and stuff like that. All because of this unbelievable presence and really I guess you brought a standard there that they just wanted to tear down. So let's just paint it all up in here. Let's forget 20 years ever existed. What do you make of it?
I will say they haven't won a playoff game since I left the organization.
Oh, humble brag.
Coincidence, I think.
Humble brag.
And I don't think they're going to win one next year.
No, but the walls are freshly painted.
Yeah, there's, it's a new feeling, right? You'd expect these things. We had our first kind of official media access yesterday where you get Peppers and Hunter Henry, who clearly I think are going to be leaned on as leaders. Hunter Henry's a returning captain. He feels an energy and a pride, and he talked about it. Jabril Peppers, I think he's just a natural leader. He brings an air about him. You see him. He's just a walking ball of muscle that wants to hit something, play football. But we even saw it last year with the way he talked about Belichick. Remember when he said, I'm sick of the flack he's getting or something like that?
Yeah.
And then he even handled that situation with the hot mic. You know, you're lucky we asked or we would have whooped you or whatever he said to Saquon Barkley. I think those are guys you're going to lean on in this new era of, yeah, it's the honeymoon period. Aren't you supposed to feel a new energy, a new vibe, whether you're faking it or not? Whether it's all good, all bad, whatever. I think as a human being, you want to embrace what could be a new era, right? And so I don't think these guys are lying. I don't think these, you know, and some of it is visual and some of it is the air. You know, down there. Because as you would say, Gresh, and there's some truth to this, I lived there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick was an ominous presence. Like, you didn't want to get caught in the wrong part of the building because you knew the information would find its way back to Bill. And you'd hear from somebody or your boss would hear from somebody and then you'd hear from your boss, right? Like, that big bad wolf is gone. For better or worse, I'm not here to judge that. There was a dominant figure in the organization. That is gone. And Gerard Mayo doesn't want to be that, right? He's made it quite clear. And you have mocked this some, but love and connections is, you know, taking down the silo, that whole thing. So, yeah, I mean, I do think there's new paint, literally and figuratively, down there. And now we'll see if you can paint some dubs because, you know, he guaranteed more wins on the Greg Hill show. And I'm not so sure how I feel.
Oh, no, we're not allowed to. We're not allowed to go back and retroactively hold Gerard Mayo accountable for anything that he said in the giddiness.
He
of
said
the
it.
First
I
three
believe
months.
Words have meaning.
Oh no, I'm with you.
You
but
say words.
People choose to ignore a lot when they want to.
Well, yeah, you have. I mean, and I know we all say stupid things. We've all in this room, virtual or real, have said stupid things that get us in trouble. You talk too much. You talk too fast. I wasn't looking at you.
You staring right at me. Curtis just turned the radio off.
I was trying to do it like as a group.
Okay,
we've all done it.
Great.
So I do, I'm not one of those like, oh, cancel the guy for the worst thing he said or pounce on. But you are a leader. Choose your words wisely. You are speaking for an organization. Yep. You're a face, a billion-dollar entity. So it's interesting. You know, I think hopefully we've gotten through the rocky early waters. Because I do think the things that were said and then the things that followed them up, like there's been a lot of kind of, it'll be interesting. Elliot Wolf will have his opportunity a week from tomorrow to do his pre-draft press conference. And he has less missteps, I would say, early on in his tenure than Mayo has had or than even Robert has had. I don't think Robert's done a great job talking this offseason. So we'll see what sort of tone he sets a week from tomorrow.
So we were just talking about the whole Matt Rhule commentary, talking about how when Bill came out there and was talking to his staff and did a little coaches meeting, you know, like a whole little learning session with them. And I'm curious, did you hear it, first of all?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What were your thoughts when you heard it?
Sad.
For whom?
Sad for Bill, because I feel like this is like a realization of, I have an audience right now that wants to talk football. I've done this every day for 20 hours a day for, you know, 45 years. I'm not going to have this audience all the time. And that was kind of the direction my mind took it, is that is still what he lives and breathes and wants to do. Just talk football, think football, focus on football. And he doesn't have an outlet for that. So I found that a little bit sad. Even some of the video today of him walking off the field at University of Washington with the cut off sleeves, but by himself. Like, there's no one talking to him. It just, It feels lonely for Bill Belichick.
Oh, like, wow. That is not what I expected you to say.
But wait a minute. But why would we expect anything else, considering one of the first things that they talked about was they can't wait to burn down all the silos?
Isn't Bill a to-himself guy anyway?
No, but he is. But he has – there were meetings. There was football. There was Bears there. There was whoever. There was, you know, walking – how many times coming up the steps to the practice field, swinging the whistle, he's talking to somebody. And for you and I, it might be the most boring conversation ever. Christian, I mean, when you move your left foot on that block, it's got to be a quick step. It can't, like, you know what? That's what he lives. And he's not going to be able to live that anymore, because at some point, isn't he just going to Nantucket or wherever he's going to be? And
There's going to be a month or so where there's just, even if you're coaching, there's a dry spell where, you know, all the doors are closed, everybody leaves.
But there's an end to that. You know, in June.
The clock is still ticking, right? You get your rest and relaxation. You know you had to come back. But I looked at it so differently. I looked at it as like, oh, God, look at all these other – if you're listening to what Matt Rhule is saying and how he's talking and how passionate he is and how he's talking about being embarrassed, if I'm any of these coaches, I'm going, wow, I'm going to end up regretting not hiring this guy.
That was where a lot of people took it. I know Burt Breer was like, oh, it's an embarrassment that the NFL didn't hire this guy. Well, why? He's 72 years old. We can pretend it's a simple decision. You're only getting a couple years out of him. So to blow up your franchise for Bill Belichick is not the simple decision people want to make it out to be. Yes, if he was 60, it would be the easiest decision on the planet. He'd have 30 teams lined up. Maybe only Andy Reid and, I don't know, Shanahan wouldn't be lined up. Everybody else would be lining up to get him. But he's 72. He's an overbearing presence, as we just discussed about, not only in the locker room, but in the totality of your franchise. So I don't think it's that easy decision that people make it out to be. I will say, you brought up the word embarrassed when Rhule said he was sort of embarrassed. If I'm his boss, I'm thinking, if you're so in awe and embarrassed by this guy, why are you my coach and not him? Why am I paying you millions of dollars if this guy's available? So there was like a weird... there was a weird feeling there, but...
yeah, Trev Alberts will be... Trev Alberts was the one who did that. He's now at Texas A&M.
Yeah, he moved on. Whoever the boss is now...
It kind of reminded me of McVay. Texas A&M has the kind of money to hire Bill if they want.
But it kind of reminded me of McVay bowing down to Bill in the Super Bowl the first time, and it's like, Matt Rhule, you're supposed to be a big-name, big-money, you know, program builder coach. I'm not sure I love the idea that you're embarrassed by being in the same room with Bill Belichick. Maybe that tells me you're not the great coach I think you are. Maybe I'm paying you too much money. I need to bring him in.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe Rhule's realizing, this is why I failed in the NFL. Because in college, the guy's, you know, Rhule's hand-stamped. He's built multiple programs.
Sure, and we'll see. We'll see. But I also, I don't know if you guys listen to the Ernie Adams, Julian Edelman Games with Names podcast.
We did.
Oh, my God.
I thought he would be more like Harry Carey, not the way Ernie Adams sounds. I digress.
Well, no, it was long. I listened to the whole thing, and I found it a bit regrettable. I think I could have been maybe cut
down. Wow, really?
I mean, it was like 2 hours and 40-something minutes that I feel like they could have cut down to about 32 minutes, and I would have gotten the same information, stories, or whatever.
Podcaster Andy Hart weighs in on a long podcast.
Oh, you do know I do it also.
You're Fourier-ing it up here.
When you ramble on, you lose part of the audience, and he reminded me of Grammy Hart in the old days talking about Ireland, and you're like, Grammy, land the plane. What the hell are we talking about?
Well, you never said that to her.
No, because she would have hit me.
Yes, exactly.
You're right, but I was thinking Grammy.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, she had a backhand or
absolutely
forehand?
Absolutely.
I got the backhand.
What does Edelman do when he runs out of like former Patriots to interview?
Oh, there's plenty. And then he can start doing like officials and opponents whatever that.
He'll bring people in to do dad jokes.
Yeah.
Ernie, how corny can we get?
Oh, I'll listen to that. Sign me up. Ernie said something when he was talking about Drew and the 2001 season and the kind of idea that the game stops for no one. Like, it wasn't going to stop for Drew. The season went on. We didn't know what was going to happen, but the season was going to go on. And he said, he threw in sort of an aside, he said, and Bill will find that out in September when he's not the coach. The Patriots will have a game, and he won't be the coach. And that's what I thought of when Matt Rhule was talking about Bill. Like, I don't know that Bill is probably even really sat down and realized, holy crap, I'm not coaching this year.
He's going to go through it.
Yeah, like, that is still on the horizon. I thought it was really interesting that Ernie brought that up, that he's going to feel that come September when – Patriots line up, they kick off, and Bill Belichick's just an afterthought. He's a part of the past. He's no longer a part of the present.
Our guy Andy Hart is a part of the present. You can read him at WEEI.com on the Six Rings podcast. And what, a night with Keith? Is tonight the Keith night?
Oh, my God. Last night was Keith Knight and Gresh. The one thing worse than driving into work with horrific traffic is driving home from work. It took me over 2 hours to get home last night. Everywhere I turned, lanes were closed. I couldn't get on 93 South. It dumps me in Chinatown. Then I get on 93 South, and we got these jack wagons up on a scissor lift fixing some digital board.
I like it.
2 hours to get home. 2 hours between 10 o'clock and midnight was a kick in the old cojones.
Did you have like a peanut butter sandwich hidden or something like that to have on the way home?
It's funny you mentioned that. I was getting hungry, and I in the center console, I found one of my Awaken 180 protein bars, and I can't tell you how good it was.
Oh,
it
those things, the spot. They're
unbelievable.
They're good anyway.
Unfortunately, it wasn't the caramel crunch, but it was still a good
caramel flavor. Crunch bar is ridiculous.
The best thing.
Shime's
the
hooked
best.
On those, too. Have you seen Shime lately?
He's disappearing. I haven't seen him lately because he blew us off for a Six Rings podcast recording, the dink.
Oh, he did.
Big timed us. Funny, he just didn't show up, didn't respond to texts, just didn't do anything.
Oh, that's a Shime move right
literally
there.
The disappearing Shime. I guess apparently now that he's skinny, he doesn't need us anymore. He's got more options or something. Who knows?
I wonder if he's learning from some other people in the building of how he can act when he looks all hot and, you know.
This conversation has gotten really weird.
What? Yeah, the only person Shimey? In the building who wears
really
a
Shime is going to turn to now once Shime gets thin and hot, there's only one person he's going to turn to
he
for
can
advice
only relate
right
to me, right?
It's only going
to
be
true.
Christian.
Okay, go do some bench press, okay? Your squat little pterodactyl arms.
Just take my creatine first.
Yeah, he's got more balloons to blow up.
Go blow some balloons up. Get your prom. Get your balloon.
We'll see you later. I'm buddy Andy Hart. You can read him at weei.com. If you are a newly divorced dad with school age kids, you're going to want to hear this.
Yes.
And who the hell is Nevin Shapiro and why the NCAA might be freaking out? Big deal, no big deal next.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, big deal, no big deal. All right, so let me do this one first because I mentioned, listen, if you're a newly divorced dad and you got school-age kids, the one thing you probably came across that helped you, especially when it came to lunches, was something called Lunchables. Have you ever had a Lunchable?
No, I have not.
Have you seen them? Have you seen Lunchables?
Yes. I have respect for myself as a human enough to not eat a Lunchable.
No, but I mean, listen, I mean, call me a bad dad, but when I first got divorced and my kids were like going to school and I had to make four lunches, the easiest thing to do was go to the store and grab like six boxes of Lunchables.
Like,
It's got the processed turkey, it's got the little Capri Sun drink, it's got the crackers, it's got a little snack. So,
do we still have the box of Capri Suns still in here
from
Capri one
Suns
of the Fourier challenges?
But there's a consumer report activist group that is trying to get rid of Lunchables from schools. Okay. So there are some schools that like they already had them; they were serving Lunchables to the kids. Now they're saying that they're not healthy. There's too much salt, and quote, Lunchables are not healthy. Are not a healthy option for kids and shouldn't be allowed on the menu as part of the National School Lunch Program. Big deal, no big deal.
No big deal at the end of the day.
For you.
Well, how about this then?
Yeah, it's no big deal
for you.
That's
no,
personal
so,
to
well,
me.
Wait a minute, though. Why don't we do this?
Huh?
Billy, as the parent of a young'un who eventually will have to have a lunch made for them whenever they go to kindergarten or whatever... Where do you stand on the Lunchables?
I'll just make them a homemade Lunchable.
Okay.
Because they have Tupperware containers with four or five little compartments, I'll build my own.
Okay, remember, the tease was newly divorced dads.
Oh, yeah, no, there will
newly
be.
Newly divorced dads.
Right, plus I only have one.
And you have
one a day, then I have an issue.
If you have four, I don't want this daddy. I don't want that daddy. Go to the back
then
of the
stop.
Supermarket. Go to the back. No, and go grab a Lunchable. And nobody's going to starve. Just go grab a Lunchable.
That seems really expensive, though.
Listen, it was just a. It was just
get that NFL money
again.
Yeah, exactly. He stands on his wallet.
Who's got my NFL?
Four.
Who's got my NFL money?
Who you
does?
Have some of it,
not me.
All of it.
No, I don't.
No, I just
no.
Looked
nobody.
It up.
It's not in. It's not in this pocketbook.
$16 million career earnings.
Please.
That's what the internet
stop
says.
It. Stop it. Okay.
The internet says your net worth is like $9 million.
The internet is wrong.
Let's
see. Pre-2010?
You were bragging
not
about
bad.
Standing your on your wallet.
Your who was bragging? Who was standing? Who was bragging
earlier,
about that?
Earlier day.
How was I
the...
bragging about standing on my wallet? Which no, is a phrase a... I've actually never used, by the way.
What's that?
I've never used the phrase standing on my wallet.
If you stood on your wallet, you could look Shaq in the eye?
That's a you thing.
That's a funny line.
That is a you, but when have I
it's,
ever
no,
bragged
fair.
About standing on my wallet?
All right,
ever.
I pushed that on you.
Yes, yeah, see? You're
however,
part of the problem.
Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
You haven't refuted it. Said, hey, that's
how many
not
times,
right.
How many times can you say?
It's really Taco Fall.
Oh, God. I don't know. You know, I liked it better when you were grumpy and irritable, and I could poke
you. Brought
you
me back?
I don't know how I did, but you're back. Welcome
you
back. It's
what,
almost 1 o'clock.
Do you know what Google says Christian's net worth is?
I think it's like $8 million or something.
70.
Stop it.
70 million?
Christian Fourier's
what?
Net worth, $70 million.
I mean, is there
70?
Another
is that
Christian
it's on,
Fourier?
It's 179 people follow this page on Pinterest.
Oh, what? You're on Pinterest. There is a website called
million.
CelebrityNetWorth.com.
Yeah, I couldn't find that. This is the first thing that popped up.
All
right. Estimated net worth in 2020, $1 to $3 million, but your net worth is apparently $70
million. Wow. Wow, it's good to dream. That'd be nice if it was true.
Everything else is under review.
Under review? Okay. Yeah, I'm doing my taxes right now.
We would
we have to take out a loan.
Oh, Lord.
I'm oh, this was updated that. 5 years ago. It says you're 47.
Ooh. I like those days. I like those years.
Anyway, for the divorced dad,
yeah,
short term, it's a big deal.
I know. See,
and
Billy's
in
playing,
6 months,
the, Billy's
grow
playing
up.
The hard old role. Oh, I'll tell him to go make a sandwich, get a Tupperware. Says the guy with a loving wife that'll never leave him because of all he provides and all his sex appeal. He's just so sexy. No one's ever going to leave Billy.
It's the voice.
Are you okay?
He's just deflecting because.
So sad, you're very, absolutely.
Now, you know what it is?
I said I would make the Lunchable myself.
You said it with,
but
a,
then
you
I
said it with
it
a lot of attitude.
But then I finished it off by saying, it's only one kid. I have no excuse not to make
well,
it.
Well, once you realize that it was a you know, kind of a flex on your end.
A flex?
It was kind of a flex. Felt like you were flexing. You know, in the Lanny household, we don't pay extra money for Lunchables. That's a lazy man's trick.
No,
yeah,
the
divorced
the
dads.
Stav, the Stav, eat it or Stav, was growing up.
Yeah, that
well,
was,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But we also grew up with parents who weren't, like, afraid of being shamed or anything like that, you know?
My sister and I were told that all the time.
Yeah, so. I would say that the collective dads of our group would be like, G.D. Wright, that's exactly there, you know?
Yeah, I used to be like that until, like, I think my kids have...
They became
broken me. No, they've broken me.
No, I'll tell you what it
no,
is.
No. I used to be the hard-o guy.
You know what I think it
shut
is?
Shut up and starve.
You had girls. If you had boys, I think it would be easier for you to be tougher on them. But the other side of you had to come out because you do have to parent girls differently than boys.
That is true. But I would like to get an opinion if my girls think that I'm tough on them.
Oh, of course they do.
I'm going to ask them today. I'm asking them today when I get home. But I think they will say I'm a pushover.
Hold on. Are you going to go in with the pre-programmed answer you want to hear, or will you allow
you tell
them to
me,
speak freely?
You tell me. You tell me how to ask it.
Do it the same way you did that. Just don't. No preamble. No anything.
Do
just
you
take
think,
your phone. Put it on voice memo.
Okay.
And
on a on a scale of 1 to 10,
how
1 the least, 10
I
the most. Do
dad?
You think I'm a tough parent?
I don't know if I want to hear it.
So,
but the problem is, get
what
the question. Get the question right the first time.
Okay.
Don't play the game you play with us and everybody else.
See, that's the thing
that's
that I'm worried
like,
about.
But you have to read the
okay,
question.
Okay, so here
as
it is. Here it is. On a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult am I as a father?
Oh, that's a little rough. Don't use the word difficult.
Well, okay, let's workshop it. Okay.
Because you're
come on, give me
tough.
It.
Tough.
How tough am I as a father?
Yeah,
on
yeah.
you as a father?
Yeah, yeah. If you say difficult, you're automatically
okay.
painting it in
tough
a negative
is the key
light.
Word.
Because I think kids of a certain age, like your 11-year-old might be like, yeah, I don't know. Your older kids will understand the context of what you mean.
Write it on your hand so you remember.
Oh,
I already have something on my hand. I have no more room.
Of course.
We're not even going to get to the other story.
By the way, since we teased it, yeah, Nevin Shapiro is a former nefarious booster cheater.
Who went to jail.
Who now can do basically whatever he wants, and we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
There you go.
We'll
so, you sorry, wanna do, we hijacked Big Deal.
No,
big
it's
deal.
Fine. That's part of Big Deal. That's fine. I appreciate it. So now we have a segment for tomorrow. It's already in the books.
I mean,
put it on the sheet right now.
You've been booking Friday all week.
Oh, I'm done with Friday. I get a guest every hour. I'm good. What my goal is to not talk any hockey with Razor on the
now
show.
Now that's not. I'm gonna
playoffs are only right around the corner. We don't need to know what he thinks.
I'm gonna go hard. I'm gonna do everything other than hockey. Because he's like,
hey,
you know,
Razor, what's your big board? What's your top 100 for the draft?
Yeah.
Hey, Razor, why don't they put Vince Wilfork on skates and put him in net?
Yeah. No, it's hockey. Can't be hockey. That's going to be a hockey discussion. Hey, what do you think about all the right tackles in the draft? What are the top three positions that the Patriots need?
Razor, can we do a segment on Canadian football? I got a lot of questions about the Toronto Argonauts.
I can't hear your accent. Where's your accent? Where'd it go?
Again, all these are... Let me write this down.
You have 4 hours. Can you do it in a Canadian accent the whole time?
We'll use that.
Are you writing on your other hand now?
Well, no, I can't see. I already have my... so like funny. Mental. I literally do have it on my hand. And it's in code, too, so only I understand it.
Oh, man. That's John in the car. Foyer's 21st Century Eddie Yandelman. Oh, man. And then Dubs, Razor, what's your net worth? Mine's $70 million. Yeah, I said around Lou. See, that's the thing.
Razor's probably got me
Razor,
beat, too, though.
Razor
he's
would
got,
laugh.
He's not divorced. He's got the same wife. His kids are little. Nobody's in college.
Expensive sport, though.
True.
So especially
like,
if they
true.
Say they want to be goaltenders.
So's lacrosse true. And field hockey, though.
True. The most expensive sport probably has got to be goalie, right? Like if you're a parent, and it probably
most
requires
sport is goalie.
It probably also requires the most work at it. It wasn't that funny. Why would you give him credit for that?
Because you saying the most expensive sport is goalie.
All right. You know what?
Why are you
look
leaving?
At him having a little hissy fit?
Oh no!
Yeah. You're ganging up
I'm
on me.
I'm taking my ball.
Are you gonna
Gresh
walk in
here.
A circle like I did?
Yeah, this is,
you're gonna punch
here.
A wall.
Cool. Follow me. I'm Gresh.
Yeah, here, there you go. Yeah, that's what I did. I put my hands behind my back and I walked in a circle so I didn't lose my mind.
One host shows up late. One host leaves early.
That is what I did in the office. I was trying to calm down. I just walked around in a circle. How about a little peppers on mayo next?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.